Hello.
Hi, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican? Do you consider yourself, to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
A Republican.
Thank you so much. In this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senator, and all Republicans running for other offices here in Texas? For a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates, if they are better?
I would say I'm voting for Cruz and Trump and the rest of them, whichever one I think is more acceptable.
Okay, so would you say a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates if they are better, or Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz, and for U.S. Senator, and all Republicans running for other offices here in Texas?
I would say mixed.
Okay,
that's the choice.
As you may know, every top elected position in the Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the least 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue? It is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
No.
Okay, the first one?
It's not time for a change.
Okay,
I guess
so,
the first one is.
Okay.
I'm fine with the Republican rule.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Number one, abortion rights. Number two, illegal immigration and the border. Number three, property taxes. Funding for public schools and teacher pay. That is number four. Number five says healthcare costs. Number six says gun violence. Then we have in number seven, the economy, inflation, and jobs. And we have number eight, violent crime.
I would say the border.
Thank you so much. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Abortion, right?
Economic.
Okay, we have also funding for public schools and teacher pay, healthcare costs, gun violence, violent crime, and the economy, inflation, and jobs.
Economy, inflation.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Ted Cruz?
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Laurel Jordan Swift?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
Laurel Jordan Swift?
I'm no opinion.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Negative.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I would say very unfavorable.
Steve Allison?
Somewhat favorable.
We also have Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Colleen Allred.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Ken Paxton.
Somewhat favorable.
Mark Lefkowitz.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, will you vote for if you have to choose today? If you have to choose today.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Olbert, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LeHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Mark LeHood.
Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. Mark LeHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas? Mark LeHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark LeHood.
Thank you. American culture. Mark, which side?
How much longer is this? How much longer is this, sir?
We are at 40%. I am going to be as quick as possible.
I don't want to complete anymore. Your survey is too long. And so I'm not going to complete anymore. Thank you very much. Goodbye.